This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Top health officials in New Mexico say the U.S. government needs to boost vaccine supplies if it wants the state to meet a new mandate for getting at least one shot into the arms of all teachers by the end of March. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said during a briefing today that the state already has vaccinated more than 15,000 educators. With demand still outpacing supplies, the state is in talks with the White House about how to roll out the initiative. Teachers are next in line under New Mexico's phased-in approach, but health officials have been reluctant to offer a timeline given the limited supplies. New Mexico is leading the nation when it comes to the percentage of vaccine doses used, having administered more than 94% of its doses. In all, more than 609,000 doses have been administered, and the state has the capacity to distribute more than 50,000 doses per week. The state this week received more than 17,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson's newly approved one-shot vaccine. Those were targeted to 10 counties that have so far had low vaccination coverage. State officials described steep declines in new confirmed infections, hospitalizations, and deaths because of the virus. Still, they said they are monitoring variants and stressed the importance of testing as a way to keep tracking the virus. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed economic relief legislation that provides $600 rebates to low-income workers and a tax holiday for restaurants that have been hobbled by aggressive pandemic health restrictions. Lujan Grisham today signed two bills that are part of an ambitious economic recovery package. New Mexico state finances and trust funds are rebounding amid a surge in oil production and prices, along with a boost from 2020 federal relief to state and local government, businesses, the unemployed, school districts, and tribal governments. A newly signed bill provides a four-month holiday from gross receipts taxes on sales and business services for business operators at restaurants, bars, food trucks, small breweries, wineries, and craft distilleries. Instruction for claiming the tax benefit will be distributed later by state taxation officials. The bill's break for low-income workers applies to 200,000 people who typically claim the state's working families tax credit for individuals earning $31,200 and joint filers who earn up to $39,000. It applies to 2020 filings for personal income tax from this Taxation and Revenue Department. A second bill expands an emergency loan program for businesses that lost income after the pandemic hit in 2020. It would authorize loans of up to $150,000 to small businesses at subprime rates of less than 2% annual interest, with a payback term of up to 10 years. New Mexico legislators are advancing bills that would modernize efforts to expand access to high-speed internet service as online schooling during the pandemic exposes infrastructure gaps. The state Senate today endorsed a bill that creates a centralized office for broadband internet access. Outside of New Mexico's metro areas, internet access can be slow, expensive, or simply not available. Proposals from House and Senate lawmakers would set up a centralized clearinghouse within state government for improving internet access, following the example of many other states that address broadband internet through one agency. Currently, that infrastructure work in New Mexico is assigned to corners of seven state agencies, ranging from a three-person team at the Department of Information Technology to staff at the Public Education Department. Responsibilities run the gamut from digging trenches to wiring school libraries in Native American communities. A bill in the House would formalize that three-person team inside the Department of Information Technology, elevating it to a full-blown division with almost $1 million in funding and the authority to coordinate digging with other state and local agencies, schools, and private companies to avoid overlapping costs. That bill was scheduled for a House floor vote as early as today. The state Senate today endorsed a similar bill for a centralized broadband division within the Information Technology Department that does not include a spending allocation. This is KUNM.